Alahoyas, what's crabbing? This is Valiant himself from Valiant Thor. You're listening to Radio Like You Want, and I'm about to get fucking really heavy.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Blag the Ripper.
All right, calm down, everybody. Calm down. Radio Like You Want is back on the attack. Another episode. Unleashed.
Mallard is stuck in a snowstorm, my friend, in a tornado, in a hurricane.
With the mallard. What's happening with the mallard?
And the mallard is getting crushed in this East Coast hurricane.
Let me tell you what, Sandy is buckling down.
I'm talking to my peeps out there, and they are being destroyed by this. We have talked to some East Coast hardcore rock and roll heavy metal budding legends. It's Valiant Thor this week on Radio.
I think they ducked just a little south of the storm, a little south of the East Coast, right?
That's right.
Aren't they hailing from
Carolina. You know how they do. I don't distinguish between north and south, Mike. I just leave it. It's just Carolina.
No blue, no gray.
That's right.
Just black and white.
And, of course, you have put together another classic show. You skewed a little metal this week.
Gave me an excuse to hit the metal catalog. Now, I don't normally do this on this show, but I got to tell you, I am a bit of a closet metal fan.
Well, you are from OC, and you're retarded. So those two things.
Hey, I never bag on you about being retarded, so I thought we just decided we'd cancel each other out. Now, you draw a distinct line here. I always hear you bagging on the metal. What is so wrong? Where do you draw the line? Because you get really bad glam LA stuff, and then you get the,
right,
you know,
which
the,
I like.
The cool, like, Pig Destroyer stuff. Valiant
which I
Thor.
Like. Which I
so
like.
So where is that line?
The line is if you manage to have better gear than me and you won't let me on your bus, then I hate you. But, of course, we got our regular features.
It's like the band Mike. Next door, that we got, like, cousin's band.
It's like the
that.
People at MRR down the street. Well, listen, fuck it all. You know our features.
You want to hear good metal? Slayer's good metal. Right here on Radio.
Like You Want.
See, that's my face. What is Monster Zero?
The demon of our galaxy. Monster Zero is the reason we cannot live on the surface, but must forever live underground like this.
Are you serious?
Of course. Deadly serious.
Alert all units. Monster has begun the attack.
Command all units to take defensive position.
Please explain our desperate need to your people on Earth and help us obtain their cooperation.
Gentlemen, we have tried every force known to us. We can't kill him.
Dirty Dave Wrecker from the cornfields of Illinois. You're listening to Radio Like You Want. My two songs I picked for you.
Yo, dude, you only get to pick one.
The Hookers, Teenage Blood. Enjoy, fuckers, enjoy, fuckers, 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 fuckers. Fuckers.
I got a burning.
scream for it right there. Scream for it. The Hookers by request. Dirty Dave Wreckers requesting that one. Interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com is where you make all your requests, folks.
You know you want to hear yourself up on this show. Now, the Hookers, a Midwest band, they now have this Canadian thing. I don't know what's happening.
Not them, too. Everyone's being infected
Everyone's
by
Canadians.
Everyone's
going Canadian, but they have been revived, and the Hookers are back.
So what do you mean? They got a new member from Canada, and then he's all
gung-ho. Like they got like three new members from Canada. Something crazy. The Canadian
takeover. So is this
like
the Hookers 2.0 now, or what are we talking about?
I guess so. I wish there was a Danzig 2.0.
Bringer of Death. When Death Had No Name, it's a live EP he put out in 1995. Before that, Slayer. Now that's some real metal. Hell Awaits, live from Stockholm, Sweden, 2000.
Mike, one of the great experiences of my rock and roll life, I'm on stage in Austin. I look to my right, and there is Hanneman from Slayer.
Wow.
And he watched the whole
show.
At
nice.
A dwarf show. And I was like, wow. And the rest of the band was flipping because they love Slayer.
Who doesn't?
And after the show, you know, everybody's kind of hanging out. He's at the bar. I see him. He says to me, hey, man, that was good. I go, thanks. You know, it was one of those generic things. And he goes, he looks at me and goes, no, man, really, I mean it. That was really good. And I go, hey, you know, coming from you, that really means a lot, man. And he goes, yeah, it does. One of the great moments of my life.
Here's a better moment. Motorhead on Radio Like You Want.
Station, beating up the track. yo, yo, Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly Staff Writer at punknews.org, and I'm here to bring you some brand new punk rock jams from the mysterious Kill Life. Nobody knows who's in the band Kill Life, but it's been rumored to include members of Pulling Teeth, Crass, Fucked Up, and Integrity. They just got a brand new 7-ounce this week, just in time for Halloween. It's hard, it's mean, it's nasty. It's called
Snake Kills Entire Family.
Christ. What the fuck? Oh, God.
That was like an extra little, like hey, some, we really mean it.
It's like a goddamn snake killed my family. In fact, what's the name of that track right there?
Snake Kills Whole Family.
The whole like, family?
It's John Gentile.
Everybody? Even little Bobby?
The snake, it's a black mambo.
Oh, my God. For Christ's sakes. The name of the band there, Kill Life. Gentile coming up with some hardcore shit this week. Let me tell you what. For that. Some more hardcore shit. Motorhead, Locomotive from No Remorse.
I still play Motorhead, even though they threw me off tour, Mike. I still love them that much. I would lick Lemmy's boil. That's how I feel.
Oh, that the big growth on his
the
face.
Mole, whatever you'd call
well,
it.
Well,
yeah,
had
that,
your chance,
that,
man.
That ocelot.
You should have jumped on it.
I gave him some tweak. I thought he liked me, but it turned out,
dude,
you know.
That has no
once
effect
again,
on that guy. I mean, once, yeah, a little bit of tweak. Big deal.
I know, really. He probably, like, brushed his teeth with it.
But talking about a little bit of tweak, Valiant Thor, man. You guys sat down. You had a little heart-to-heart, a little D&M.
It was interesting because I interviewed him for this show, and then he interviewed me for his show.
Wow.
So it was
so
very
it was like
meta.
Gave and receive kind of thing.
And you learn a lot about this man. I got to say, Herbie the Love
now, as
bug,
an interviewer, let's quickly critique his skills.
He is brilliant. I love this guy, and I love this band. They're the only metal band I like
Beast
now.
With a Thousand Eyes. It's a new one from Valiant Thor. Boys, watch your exit doors. He'll crack some on the floor. Walls goes in, air gets thick. I'm under the microscope again. I feel there's no escape. Comes as echoes of madness. It comes as dreams of disease. Drinking your concentration. Devouring your belief. We are the pain of your terror. Devil in lies. You are the pain of your terror.
Alright, that was Valiant Thor, Beast with a Billion Eyes, and I have with me the Beast himself, Valiant.
Aloysius, how you doing, man?
We are live in San Francisco, so if it sounds all fucked up, that's the way it goes. Now, you guys come from North Carolina. You guys got the beard, the long hair, you're shaking it, making it go. Do you get hassled by the cops? How about Andy Griffith? Is he on your ass? Do you guys stand out down south?
We do. We stand out everywhere, you know. When we first went to, like, Scandinavia, we think, okay, we're going to be in a bearded land. They don't even have beards over there. And you know, like, everywhere else you go, oh, they're from North Carolina. Those are the hillbillies. There's a lot of dudes with beards now. You see it everywhere in rock and roll towns.
It's kind of emo.
Yeah.
You guys are somewhere between emo and metal now.
It's like, we just rocked it. I think I did it as a, I guess in my mind, I never really, like, thought about it too much, except for I just know that it represents, like, I haven't shaved since I was a school teacher. Like, I when we left to do this full on, we trim it or it'd be down getting in your fucking soup and tickling your, you know, your wiener or whatever, but you have to trim it so you keep it clean. Nobody wants to fucking smooch on a dude who's got fucking crusty shit in his mouth.
That's a good point. Now, speaking of touching down to your wiener.
Yeah.
What kind of school were you teaching there in North Carolina?
Did a little bit of college stuff at ECU. I taught figure drawing, and I did some taught sixth graders at a middle school. This chick got pregnant, and they needed a.
Did you get her pregnant?
No.
What's really going on?
No.
But you are a qualified figure drawing teacher. You teach art to children.
No, I didn't teach naked drawing to little kids.
That was the college level.
Yeah, I taught figure drawing. I got a master's degree in fine arts and painting and drawing. And
don't judge a book by its cover, folks. Yeah. Your boy from Valiant Thor is not playing around.
No.
At those figure drawing classes, they never have hot people. It's always like kind of people with bizarre bodies that are standing there nude in an uncomfortable position. Isn't that it?
It's the best thing to have. It makes for the best models. I think the more lines you have on your body or your hand, like if you can draw a human hand, you can draw anything. It's the most malleable, posable thing that you can have, and that you can't like actually recreate it, you know, in, you know, with anything, or it'd be really hard to do. Like robots, they can't make robots with hands that move like this. So if you can draw that, there's infinite possibilities to like, and nuances to get it. So it's an intricate thing, and if you use it, and the more uglier your hands are, the more knotted up and weird they are, and you know, similarly on your whole body, the fucking gnarlier you look, the prettier you are to an artist. So, I mean,
you hear that, ladies? The gnarlier you are, the more Valiant wants to see what's really going on. Well, we are going to play a little bit more Valiant Thor on radio like you want.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get hyped on the track. I want this session to start going hella, baby. I want you to go outside of your own city, outside of that town, and look across the street, because you might start to get open mind. You might start to see something changing. When you baby, is it science? Well, it just might be.
Right, I'm back with Valiant from Valiant Thor, rocking San Francisco. Now, there was one beautiful moment when you went out in the crowd and you got everybody to kind of kneel down. Mm-hmm. Is that like a nightly ritual? Tell me about that.
That's something I started doing in the song Night Terrors. It's, for me, it's like a dream part. There's many stories throughout time that have had somebody trying to be in a river in this dark, trying to cross the river Styx or something like that, like with death, you know, trying to get to another realm. And I kind of see like this song Night Terrors is about, maybe you did some shit that was on your mind, you know, that you did some fucked up shit and you're being haunted by it, but it comes out weird in a dream, and sometimes you kiss weird people, or sometimes you fucking do some weird shit. And in this one, I was just rowing this weird ass boat, and it took forever, and it was really heavy, and it seemed like it was a movie or something. So I thought about it, and also,
but what does that have to do with people sitting down?
I want them to experience it. I want them to
get
down.
They're rowing the boat.
We were rowing the boat. Yeah, we were rowing the boat, and that's the whole point, is to get them to row the boat. And then,
wow, well, that's the track we should be playing. What's that one called?
Night Terrors.
Night Terrors on radio like you want. There on the road, you're living out there.
Yeah,
you guys are just straight road dogging it.
No, I love aminals. Oh, I love them. Okay. I love kitties. I got a little pooch that is kind of what it lives in my bed. It's not really mine, but we adopted it. Her name is Dio, and she's like a little chihuahua, but she kind of looks like
so
a rabbit.
So was Dio himself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, we had our days of heavy stuff, but I'm not trying to say that we were married. He was asking if we were, like, married with
you know,
kids and stuff,
so
or do we get wired? Or do we get wild, or are we pussies now?
Tell me about a bizarre, you know, escapade with one of those down south backwoods groupies, one of these fucked up nights. I mean, what was going on? Right, I can tell you what
this.
I've done.
I can tell you this.
Hit it.
In New York, I once woke up under a building. This is all with the same girl. There's this under a building in a garden. She broke into somebody's house once and woke up on that person's couch to them yelling.
Wow, you guys were like Robert Downey Jr. together.
It was pretty bad. Killed my pancreas, I'll tell you that. Some drugs keep you drinking, you know, and then you black out. I really liked speed at a time. Coke was always cool, but it's not good anymore. You can't get that shit good anymore.
You guys have a good meth fiend look going. Everybody in the band looks meth fiend.
Nobody else would ever do it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You were the lone crank guy staying up all night talking to yourself?
I loved it, man. I love that shit. I'm talking about drugs on a radio show.
That's good. It's a podcast. You can say whatever you want.
I could tell the story.
I think you should.
This ex-girlfriend of mine. I told this story just recently.
As graphic as you want it.
We had to, she liked drugs too. And then I had a friend photocopy of a 20, like a fake $20 bill, and it had us laying around. And we ran out of blow one night, and she asked to see the 20, and we got in the car to take a ride because she wanted to go buy a crack rock. And she found somebody. And he slipped her the drugs, and she slipped him the fake 20, and he said, "Yo, yo, 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 wait!" And she gunned it and jumped the curb. And we went home and opened it up, and he had sold us a chicken bone. That was in Raleigh, North Carolina.
That sounds like a Raleigh deal to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's not the kind of deal you get in Raleigh. What do you want to tell the sluts of America? Should they come out, see your band, and suck your dick? Is that the order that you're giving them?
I mean, that's always been an appreciated commandment.
That's right.
Because yeah, I didn't write the Bible, is all I'm saying.
Well,
some English dude did. I'm pretty sure his name is King Sadat.
King Sadat.
King James.
You need to worship at the altar of Valiant Thor. It's radio like you want.
Choice to make again. Look around, you will see.
feels like I'm rowing toward the River Styx every time I hear that one. Death. Wow, what a wild, wild interview right there.
I got to say, he surprised me with that one. He got kind of arty out there. You know, I was expecting something different, but that's what you get from an art school teacher.
You never
teacher.
Know what's coming. Yeah, no, that was the fascinating thing, I thought, there, when he brought out the life drawing, right, is what he taught.
I never would have believed it. And, you know, that's the weird thing about rock and roll. It seems like, you know, game recognized game, Mike. You get.
I really
somebody
liked his answer, though, because I myself sat in quite a few of those life drawing classes when I was finding my way.
Wow.
And, of course,
just
no doubt you immediately
bitches,
sexualized
right?
it as
right.
like as everyone does. It's not just Blag that does this. Of course, when you're taking that class, everyone comes up to you and like, just see some new chicks. Or,
right.
You know, did you draw his dick or whatever the fuck, but you know, the answer he gave about drawing the hand and you really want to have some definition, and I used to try and tell that. Of course, I'm telling that to my drunk buddies as they're popping their 11th
no, really,
bud
it's the hand.
So you start talking about how guys are more defined in the hands and this and that, but that's the way it is, man. So I thought there's a real answer. You could tell he actually was a real teacher.
A real figure drawer, a real Southern gentleman, and a fabulous guy. And those dudes are road dogs, man. They're out on the road. I couldn't even bear doing
that. Means
that
they're coming
shit
to
anymore.
A town near you, so make sure you check out the listings. Valiant Thor, do not sleep on that shit. Nobody sleeps on that shit, Blag. Nobody. Not even the wolves.
Oh!
Eddie up in this
it
joint.
It is Halloween, Mike. We are doing this motherfucking show on Halloween. What have you got for us up from the ghetto?
Let me tell you what. This one's a weird little ditty here called West Coast Pop Art Experiment. Have you ever heard of these guys?
The West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. Very psychedelic. You're going to like this.
A child of a few hours is burning to death. Her eyes are full of smoke. Her mouth is full of fire. Napalm is perfect for women and children. Forgive us, forgive us. We should have called Susie and Bobby. They like to watch fire.
Dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. Puff the Magic Dragon is not a song about drugs. It's about believing in things like dragons. If you choose to interpret this song as a drug song, or if you choose drugs, you may be choosing death. He lived by the see, and he probably.
Sabbath there. You know I'm going to take a chance to play some Black Sabbath if we're doing a heavy metal show. Super Knot from 1972. Good Lord, that one's cranking. You got to crank it up the...
Michael, for God's sake.
Holy shit, Krusty. God damn, you scared the
this
fuck out of me.
This is ludicrous.
Krusty curmudgeon. What the hell are you doing here?
This band single-handedly took all of the sex out of music, Michael.
What are you talking about?
The Meshuggah Sabbath. I have no use for it.
Oh,
listen
Krusty.
To me.
Kids love it today. Besides, what, there was no sex before the 60s.
What kids love, Michael. Oh, you're crazy. What kids love is the clitoris. I discovered it at age 55, and it's been wonderful. Of course, Lil Johnson discovered it a little before me, and she's going to tell you about it right about now.
Euphemism there, Blag.
Man, I passed Krusty in the hallway there, and the
motherfucker
is puking up
me.
Blood. I'll tell you what, I don't know how he even gets
about
in
the
here.
Clit.
Somehow, I think he has a key from like 1947
skeleton
or something.
Skeleton key, they call it.
That was a bitchin' track, Lil Johnson. And it's not Lil like Lil Kim, you know, like with an apostrophe.
No.
It's actually Lil.
Lil.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you know it's old, Mike.
That's old school. In fact, it's 1936 old school. They were doing it back then. That's right. Your grandparents.
Sexual intercourse
think
is that
about
old.
It. Imagine it. Focus in. Black Sabbath before that. Supernaut. I told you about that one already. West Coast Pop Art Experiment Band. Blag. I just love these guys.
This is a brilliant band, and you know, they're almost never talked about anymore. Kind of a weird thing.
Anymore.
What it looks like.
And where are they talked about?
Yeah, not much ever, but. What's interesting about these guys is like what it looks like is kind of a Warner Brothers Reprise Records sort of a, you know, producers on LSD kind of an experiment. That's all I can think of, but apparently they played live. They're on some old posters.
This now, wasn't the lead guy, though, kind of some sort of a bit of a rich kid? I mean, a silver spoon, right? His dad's like some crazy tycoon.
I couldn't say. I mean, I never looked up anything about this band, but I had all their records, and I really liked Volume 2 and Volume 3. That was from Volume 3. They had the brilliant art rock move of having a song called Anniversary of World War III that was just 2 minutes of silence. You know, they were one of those kind of bands, but I would suggest
anyone. You know
they're
from the 60s when they're Volume 1, Volume 2,
that's
Volume
right.
3.
But I'm saying get out there and get yourself the West Coast pop art experimental band. You know, they were good looking, too. I mean, chicks dug them, Mike. And,
and
a lot of times when we talk about females, we
that band always attracts.
The ladies. I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and
oh, yeah. Time once again for the softer, caring, touching, showing way of Radio Like You Want.
This one comes straight from Detroit. This is a band that had lots of big hits, but this one slipped through the cracks, Michael. I don't
through
know why.
Through the cracks?
Because I would slip through these bitches' cracks.
Whoa!
Junkies can beat, I'm the drunken master style. See, nobody can ever touch me. Nobody can ever feel me. Nobody can ever say that he loves me or she loves me.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. The shotgun bullets are bad for you.
yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause big dicks up your ass is bad for your health. Mike, you don't check. You better run a make on that license plate. You could've had a V8 instead of a Trey H slug to the cranium. I got six and I'm aiming them. Will I shoot or keep you guessing? Cause fuck you when that shit just stressing. Bitch, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood hook.
Slut.
Go ahead and keep your drawers. Giving up the claps and who needs applause? At a time like this, pop the coochie in your debt. The bitch is a Miami hurricane head. Sprung, niggas call her lips and lungs. Nappy duck out, get the fuck out. Cause women like you gets no respect. Bitch, you better run a check.
So take it, check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Come on and check yourself before you really wreck yourself.
Cause bitches like you is bad for my health.
Mike, you don't check.
Come again.
Mike, you don't check. Before you wreck yourself, you better take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I said, check yourself before you bring it to the end.
Check. Mike, you're the phone, check. Mike, you're the phone, check.
One, two.
Mike, you're the phone, check.
One, two.
Mike, you're the phone, check.
One, two.
One, two.
Mike, you're the phone, check.
One, two.
Mike, you're the phone, check.
One, two.
One, two.
Mike, you're the phone, check.
One, two.
Mike, you're the phone,
check. Check yourself, Q.
Aloysius, this is Valley himself. My guilty pleasure is Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls. And I don't fucking feel guilty about listening to it either, so fuck you.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand, it's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable. Kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call of police, is a madman around. Running down, underground, to a dive bar in a West End town. In a West End town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world. East End boys and West End girls.
West End girls.
Oh my lord, you cannot beat the West Pet End Shop Boys. Girl.
Hey, I gotta tell you, I'm all in on this track too, man. I don't mind this track.
You know, more and more, every time somebody does a guilty pleasure, I wind up liking
it. It's like the best part of the whole show. After I listen to the show, I'm like, you know, hey, Glenn Frey wasn't so bad.
I like that one, yeah. I don't know. We must be getting old and weird.
Maybe it wasn't bad. This one's a good one too. Valiant there, West End Boys. Ballsy pick, I will say that. Before that, Ice Cube with Daz Effect from the Predator classic right there, 1993.
I call that Ice Cube's best record. It's got like 5-6 different top shelf producers. Love that record. I gotta thank our guests this week, Valiant himself from Valiant Thor.
Big thanks to John Gentile and Dirty Dave Wrecker.
You can hit us up interviews@radiolikeyouwant.com. Send us your tracks, talk, give us an intro, tell us all about it. Mike, when can motherfuckers get our show?
Anytime they want. RadioLikeYouWant.com has got them all. We get you a new one every other Friday. For all those West End girls, keep listening.
Boys, West End girls. Oh, West End town, a dead end world. East End boys, West End girls.
Greedy worldwide.